بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atal, the host of this program. Sheikh Karim is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, lots of emphasis is put on the marriage in Islam. And Prophet Muhammad in a narration stated, the worst of your death are those who die unmarried. Now, the major question is that there have been some great figures in the history of religions who stayed unmarried. For example, Prophet Jesus Christ or Lady Masuma and others. Of course, they had their own reasons, but now isn't there any contradiction between these religious teaching and the life of these people or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, there are some narrations reprimanding the people who remain single and they do not get married. But first of all, we need to understand these narrations that they are referring to a general point that under normal conditions and situations, people are highly encouraged to get married. So the evil which is mentioned in such narrations is referring to the normal situations, and always there are some exceptions to this general rule. So the narrations are reproaching the people who have all the conditions ready for marriage, and then they are very likely to commit sins for abandoning marriage, and they are not ready to get married. So they are called the worst of the people. And that is the truth.
All right.
Because they have all the means, the facilities to get married.
Yes.
At the same time, they are involved in committing sins because of abandoning marriage. And they are not ready to get married. So this is the point of such narrations. Under such situation, if you abandon marriage, then you are among the worst people.
Uh-huh.
So, having said that, as I mentioned, this general rule might have some exceptions, and there is no doubt about that. The history tells us that, I mean, almost in all the cases, the great men of God, all of them married.
All right.
And now when the question is talking about Jesus alayhi salam and Lady Masuma salamullahi alayha, it is give us this notion that there are only few people who are exempted from this general rule.
And they were not ordinary people.
Of course.
I mean, when they are not ordinary, so the laws, the ordinary laws will not be applicable about them too, okay?
Yeah, one might claim that, yeah, they are men of God, and yes, for them, they need to practice upon the religious teachings more.
Okay.
So the point is that in these two cases, at least, we need to think about those exceptions that I mentioned. So we may discuss about each of them separately. So when it comes to Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, for sure, he did not get married.
Yes.
Now, there are some, possibilities mentioned by the scholars. And, we are not sure which one of them might be the true answer. But for sure, I mean, there was some reasons for a prophet like Jesus alayhi salam not to get married.
The laws of Islam, could they be applicable about the people before Islam?
That's one of the answers given to this question. But it seems that marriage is one of the issues that always is considered as a virtue. And it doesn't make any difference from one religion to another. Okay, yeah. For some other rules, there might be differences, but marriage in and of itself can be a virtue.
All right.
For example, the late Faiz Kashani in Al-Muhajjatul Bayda, he says that sometimes for some people, for some men of God, they are not able to both be involved in worshiping God and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
as a great person like Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, because of the fact that he's the most perfect human being, he is able to have both.
Yes.
But maybe Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, he did not have this perfection to be engaged in divine worship and at the same time to get married. This is one possible answer given by Faith Kashani. The other point which is mentioned by some scholars is that we know that Jesus alayhi salam lived only for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And within that time, as a prophet who was, fearful of the Jewish people, he was always going from one place to another place. And even in some cases, he needed to hide himself. And we know that, finally the Jews tried to crucify him, to kill him.
All right.
So as a prophet who is acting like this, going from one city to another, from one village to another, he was not able to get married. As I mentioned, one of the points of such narrations is that if you have all the conditions available and then you do not get married, then it is problematic.
And we know that he was under surveillance and control of the Romans of his time.
Yeah, exactly.
And also the so-called Jews
exactly.
of his time. That's
so,
why.
According based on this answer, it might be that Jesus alayhi salam did not have all the means, all the conditions available for him to get married. The other possible point, which is mentioned by some scholars, is that we know that Yahya, who was the cousin of Jesus alayhi salam, they lived at the same time. According to some narrations, he also did not get married.
Uh-huh.
So some people argue that one of the problems, spiritual problems that the Banu Israel were suffering from at the time of Jesus and Yahya, John, were related to the sexual issues. And we know the story of that king who wanted to, do something illegal in terms of sexual desires, and Yahya, John opposed him, and finally John was martyred.
Yes.
So this answer argues that because of the widespread corruption with regards to sexual desires, people had gone to extreme. So these two prophets wanted to show a kind of ascetic life
right.
as a way of opposing that extreme.
Mm-hmm.
This is another possible answer given to this question. And
having multiple, mistresses around or something
exactly.
that. We know that facade and corruption was rampant on that time, Sheikh, especially among the Romans, and Romans hand in hand with the corrupted so-called religious leaders of the time,
mm-hmm.
okay? They themselves, crucified.
So one possible answer is that when you see such extreme, I show you a kind of ascetic life to tell you that there is another way for living.
Through celibacy. That's
exactly.
Right.
The okay. other possible answer given to this is that we know that Jesus alayhi salam was not crucified,
uh-huh.
and then he was raised to heaven.
Yes.
So for such a person who is going to be hidden from the eyes of the people later, he is not able to get married.
Married.
And some people mention the same for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because some argue that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has not got married. Of course, some argue that he has married.
Because there is no lineage after that, or must not be visible at least, okay? That's right.
And the last point that I would like to share about Jesus alayhi salam is the fact that, and this is also a good answer, is that we know that Jesus alayhi salam was born without a father.
Yes.
And that is why, the Christians went to extreme in calling him God.
Yes.
So it's been argued that had Jesus alayhi salam got married, then people would also exaggerate about his wife and his children. They may continue to exaggerate about his family members. So his celibacy was also to prevent people from exaggerating, at least regarding his family members. So
right.
these are some possible points
okay.
about Jesus. But the point is that you never find a statement from Jesus to encourage people to remain single.
Uh-huh.
So celibacy is not encouraged by Jesus at
as,
all.
As some Orthodox Christians are following.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is not rooted in the even the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about Jesus. When it comes to Lady Mahsuma Salamullahi Alayha, again, we know that she was not married. Of course, according to some historical reports, When she passed away, she was only 28 years, but she did not get married. Again, there are some possibilities. Some people refer to a will, wasiyah of Imam Kazim alayhi salam, that his daughters should not get married. This is not a true understanding of the will of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, as it is narrated in some of the historical books and the books of Shia narrations. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, in his will, he tells his children, including, his daughters, that if you are going to get married, that should be with the permission of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
This is rooted in our sources, for example.
With a qualified person.
Of course.
Not everyone.
But the point was that it should be with the permission of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. I will explain about the reason. This is mentioned, for example, in Al-Kafi 1-1, page 317. So when it comes to the will, it doesn't explicitly prevent marriage, but it refers to the fact that it should be with the permission of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. So some people, they argue that, when it comes to marriage, you need someone fitting your status, what we call it kof. So they argue that there was no person qualified enough for Lady Masuma salamullahi alayha, and maybe other daughters of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. And some people reject that. But the point is that those people who go for it, they refer to the narration like, if had it not been for Imam Ali alayhi salam, there was no match for Lady Zahra salamun alayha.
Right.
But many scholars disagree with this because some qualified people could be found among the Banu Hashim.
All right.
The main answer given to this question is about the political conditions at the time of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam.
Such suffocation from the Abbasids, right.
You know that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, maybe he had the most difficult times compared to the other Imams of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam. He was under complete surveillance, and Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam began a network of deputyship. And for Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, it was very important to keep this network working.
Yes.
And not to let other people, outsiders, to come into this family and realize about the hidden activities of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. So this view argues that if Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam is asking his daughters that if you're going to get married, it should be with the permission of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, it is because of the fact that Imam wants this hidden network, which is very important in preparing the Shia for the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam later, to be still working. So that is why it seems that although marriage in and of itself is a great virtue, but specifically on that time, it was not a good condition for the daughters of Imam al-Kadim alayhi salam, including Lady Masuma salamun alayha, to get married to people from the outside of the family of Imam al-Kadim alayhi salam.
That's right.
Because there was a chance that they come into this family and know about the secrets and the secret activities of Imam al-Kadim alayhi salam. And that is why, even Imam al-Kadim alayhi salam gives this permission, this right to Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. So these are possible answers given to this question. But
that's
finally,
right.
We know that we talk about a prophet like Jesus, and we talk about a great lady like Lady Masuma salamun alayha. For sure, they have had justified excuses for abandoning this virtue, that is marriage.
Such high status that they had, we can say, in the history of religion. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this concept. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Thank you much to the listeners for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Also send us your questions if you got any on Islamic beliefs. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من
إلا من علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن